Count it down to the NFL draft here at JoeBucksFan.com. We're down to 26 days. 26 days until the NFL draft. Today we'll take a look at the San Diego Chargers. The Chargers, an interesting team this offseason as they had to let go of some of their key players, veterans on their team, and move to a more youthful attitude on both sides of the ball. And we'll start, once again, we're going to get into their draft history. We're going to get into the needs that the Chargers might have at the end of round one. One glaring need on each side of the ball, definitely. But we'll start with the transactions the Chargers have made. Really haven't signed anyone this offseason. Did trade away Antonio Cromartie. We talked about him yesterday going to the New York Jets. And they also cut Jamal Williams, their big nose tackle. Remember, Jamal Williams, the Chargers defense was playing great early this year, early last year. And Jamal Williams goes down with an injury. And since his injury, the Chargers defense just never got it together and really struggled for a majority of the year, stopping the run. And really, that's one of their strong points on the defensive side of the ball. Jamal Williams signs with the Denver Broncos in the division, which should make for an intriguing matchup next year. And LaDainian Tomlinson also released on the offensive side of the ball, I think opening up two holes we're going to talk about in just a second. Really, once again, haven't really signed anybody this offseason, kind of keeping it low key. But you look at their recent draft history, and if they're looking to improve their team in the draft, you hope that things improve. And we'll start with last year. Larry English coming in. He's going to be one of their outside linebackers. A good fit. And I was a big fan of Larry English coming out of Northern Illinois last year. And he was drafted 16th overall right before the Buccaneers selected Josh Freeman or moved up to draft Josh Freeman. But Larry English, I don't know if you have to worry about him all that much. It's really hard to tell just 1 year into it. So we'll skip ahead to 2008, Antoine Kaysen. They draft him. He was a corner out of Arizona. You wonder at the time, Quentin Jammer, Antonio Cromartie, why are you drafting Antoine Kaysen? Well, I think they saw the writing on the wall with Antonio Cromartie. Also got Jacob Hester in that draft as well. The draft before that, these are all drafts under Norv Turner now, and you wonder, you know, you look at general manager for the Chargers as opposed to head coach, and you wonder how much say the head coach does have in the drafting of these players, because Marty Schottenheimer under him, they drafted very well. And recently under Norv Turner, Buster Davis in 2007, Eric Weddle's been okay. Buster Davis has been exactly that, a bust. And it's really, I think, been hard on the Chargers to find a complement receiver to Vincent Jackson, who they did keep this year, by the way. He was going to be a free agent. He's going to remain with the Chargers. But it just hasn't been great drafting for them over the past few years. And you wonder if they're going to be able to turn that around. And they're going to have to. They've got some definite big needs to fill on both sides of the ball. We talked about running back. Do they go with a Ryan Matthews out of Fresno State? Do they go with a Javid Best, who's more of a shifty back, but is 200 pounds, does have some durability concerns. And with him, Darren Sproles, you're going to want, I think, a more physical back. So you're looking at Ryan Matthews, who could definitely go before the Chargers pick there at 28. Other running backs that could be available to them, maybe in the second round, Montario Hardesty. You also look at Jonathan Dwyer, maybe in the second round, late in the second round. But the Chargers are going to have to find a running back. In the past, though, the Chargers, other than LaDainian Tomlinson, have drafted their running backs a little deeper into the draft, so they might wait a little bit and go after a LeGarrette Blount, Anthony Dixon, as we said, Jonathan Dwyer, maybe one of these power backs that could step in and carry the ball on an every down basis. One guy to keep an eye on is going to be Terrence Cody, who showed up to the Senior Bowl at right around 375 pounds, showed up to the combine at 354 pounds, showed up to the to his pro day at 349 pounds. So this guy has continued to impress scouts, impress coaches, impress general managers with his work ethic this offseason. Can he continue this path? That's going to be a question that the NFL general managers are going to have to ask themselves and answer for themselves. But the Chargers sitting there at 28. If Terrence Cody, big nose tackle, is on the board, that's definitely an area that the Chargers do have to improve on. Right tackle, I think strong safety could also be an area, and defensive end for that 3-4. But before any of those, and all of those are, they're positions of need. None of those is as important as the nose tackle in a 3-4 defense. So Terrence Cody, to me, if he's on the board, the Chargers have to take him. The Chargers really shouldn't affect the Bucs all that much. I don't see the Buccaneers drafting a running back that high. I also don't see the Buccaneers looking for the same type of defensive lineman that the Chargers would use. So really no worries there in regards to the Chargers there at the end of the first round. The only thing I could see the Chargers being for the Buccaneers is a possible trade partner if the Buccaneers were looking to move back into round one to grab somebody that has fallen that they don't think will fall to them in the second round. 32 days of the NFL draft continues as we move on. Tomorrow, we look at America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, as we near the 25-day mark, 25 days until the NFL draft tomorrow with the Dallas Cowboys. So make sure you continue to come back and enjoy the fine draft coverage we have for you here, right here at JoeBucksFan.com.